Okay, welcome to day four of our consecration to Saint Joseph, the wonders of our spiritual father. If you're listening today, you've made it through very likely the introduction and the first few days, and I know what you're thinking. Day one, okay, that wasn't too bad. Day two, okay, that wasn't too bad. Day three, okay, that was a bit much. So today, no, I'm not going to hit you with a half hour of content, but did want to take a little bit of time just to briefly reflect and review just these last few days. We'll get into the reading for today and then just do a brief summary here. So, but first, as always, let's open in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Good and merciful Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for all of our days that you've given to us, our blessings, and all the gifts that you've bestowed upon us. And thank you for this time together as we review and learn more about our spiritual father, Saint Joseph, in our pursuit to growing in holiness and growing ultimately closer to you. So we ask that you are with us here today during our time, and these prayers we ask in your name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So let's just briefly go back to, if I could kind of summarize just the introduction and what the introduction entailed, I would probably focus in on one short paragraph that I had highlighted out where it talked about what exactly is a consecration to Saint Joseph. And that's where, in other words, what does it mean for a person to be consecrated to Saint Joseph? This is what it basically means, that you are acknowledging that he is your spiritual father and that you want to be like him. And to demonstrate this, to show this, you dedicate and entrust yourself entirely to his paternal care so that he can lovingly help you acquire his virtues and become holy. This total consecration to Saint Joseph means that you make a formal act of filial entrustment to your spiritual father so that he can take care of your spiritual well-being and lead you to God. The person who consecrates himself to Saint Joseph wants to be as close to their spiritual father as possible, to the point of resembling him in virtue and holiness. Saint Joseph, in turn, will give those consecrated to him the loving attention, protection, and guidance. So this was out of the introduction. If I had to hone in on one specific portion of this, that paragraph right there, right in the heart of the introduction, is what I would, if I was writing a book on Cliff Notes, I'd put that in there. So, and day one, in summary of day one, what is consecration to Saint Joseph? Coming into this, towards the tail end where we talked about how Saint Joseph is your spiritual father. All children resemble their parents. You are a child of Saint Joseph. You need to resemble him, especially by imitating his virtues and faithfulness to Jesus and Mary, both. So those virtues and the faithfulness that Saint Joseph had and held very close to him as he loved entirely Jesus and Mary both, is what we're looking towards imitating here. And Saint Joseph plays a vital life-giving role in your spiritual growth and well-being. He wants to be that father figure in your life, and he wants to be able to step in. This spiritual father that we look to here is the heart of this consecration to Saint Joseph is really focused on this right here, that vital life-giving role in your spiritual growth and well-being. He wants to be a part of that, just as a father longs for his son or daughter to grow to their full potential. Day two, as we jump over to this, This is where we discuss the Litany of Saint Joseph. Again, if I could summarize this litany, this is where Saint Joseph is your model for loving Jesus, Mary, and souls. And that's all souls. And this model is to be replicated. And by imitating Saint Joseph's virtues, you'll become like your model and have a tremendous impact on the world. Saint Joseph's virtues will become your virtues. And the Litany of Saint Joseph is the comprehensive review of these virtues and everything that he stood behind and believed in. And again, a tremendous model to look towards. The faithful and loving husband and father of our Lord and our Blessed Mother. And as we look into day three here, in a brief summary here, where God the Father of Heaven, this is where I would really summarize this day with probably a few things here, where God the Father loves you, and when the Heavenly Father sent His Son into the world to save us and make us children, make us His children, this is where He selected one saint to represent Him on earth, Saint Joseph, and this is the person that that Jesus lived under his roof, and being the son of Saint Joseph, he gave a personal example of total entrustment to Saint Joseph. And Jesus loved and obeyed and imitated his earthly father. And for many of you that are listening that, you know, have been blessed into fatherhood, just reading earlier, you know, through Jesus, you can cry out, Abba, Father. I know with my daughter, she can't quite cry out Abba or Daddy, but boy, does she cry out. And I definitely am able to hone in and recognize that. But, oh, is it a love that, as many of you know, is hard to even put into words. And that's the love that Saint Joseph had for his, you know, for his son that he was able to watch over and protect with our Blessed Mother. So Jesus delighted being known as that son of Joseph. And we too, again, just as it's mentioned in this day here, should consider it to be an honor to be his children. And again, day three had some very, very nice points that to point out, but we talked about the fatherhood of Saint Joseph increased the presence of the Heavenly Father in the life of Jesus. And we also mentioned that what your Heavenly Father did for Jesus, He wants to do for you. And this is where we entrust ourselves to the loving and paternal care of Saint Joseph. So I wanted to just take a few moments just to, again, summarize those first few days. So with that being said, let's get started with today's reading. As we come into day four, God the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. The holy example of Jesus Christ, who, while upon earth, honored Saint Joseph so highly and was obedient to him during his life, should be sufficient to inflame the hearts of all with devotion to this saint, Saint Alphonsus Liguori. Are you familiar with the phrase, to Jesus through Mary? It's a wonderful expression of devotion coined in the early 18th century by Saint Louis de Montfort. In his book, True Devotion to Mary, St. Louis taught that Mary is the surest, easiest, and fastest way of going to Jesus. To instill this message into people's hearts, St. Louis prominently promoted the rosary and Marian consecration. What is interesting, though, is that in all of St. Louis's writings, he only mentions St. Joseph a few times. Why is that? Didn't he love St. Joseph? Oh, yes. St. Louis de Montfort loved St. Joseph very much. Every saint loves St. Joseph. The reason he didn't offer any significant teaching on St. Joseph is because the church had not yet developed a theology of St. Joseph. An understanding of the greatness of St. Joseph did not begin to flourish in the devotional life of the church until the mid-19th century, 100 years after St. Louis de Montfort lived. Were St. Louis de Montfort preaching in the streets of France today, he would most likely be heard extolling the wonders of St. Joseph. He might even add St. Joseph to his famous phrase and say, "To Jesus through Mary and Joseph." Jesus wants you to know and love his mother and his father. Mary and Joseph form the most faithful image of Jesus. And for this reason, I can formulate the shortest path to holiness. For me, to live in Jesus, it is Mary and Joseph. Venerable Francis Xavier Nguyen Van Thuan. No, I did not say that right, but the two greatest saints of Christianity are Mary and Saint Joseph. Consecration to Saint Joseph flows naturally from baptismal consecration to Jesus Christ and filial consecration to Mary. Indeed, consecration to Saint Joseph, your spiritual father, allows you to be consecrated to each person of the Holy Family. In our day, marriage and family are under attack. Jesus and Mary want you to be consecrated to Saint Joseph because there is no father or husband who knows more about the sacredness of marriage and the family or the self-sacrificing love required of fathers and husbands than Saint Joseph. His paternal mission continues from heaven. He is our guardian, loving protector, and fearless defender. He is the model of saintly fatherhood. After Christ, Saint Joseph is the model of heroic manhood and the defender of marriage, chastity, and life itself. Consecration to Saint Joseph is the key to overcoming the anthropological confusion so prevalent in our times. Under the watchful, steadfast love and care of Saint Joseph, all ideologies and idols will crumble and fall before Jesus Christ. How thou, Saint Joseph, didst rejoice to have always near you God himself, and to see the idols of the Egyptians fall prostrate to the ground before him. Blessed Janarius Maria Sarnelli. The entire life and mission of Saint Joseph, consecration to Saint Joseph will increase your love for Jesus. The entire life and mission of Saint Joseph points to Jesus. Saint Joseph never points to himself. His role is to lead everyone to Jesus, just as Mary does. Mary was predestined to be the Immaculate Mother of the Savior. Saint Joseph was predestined to be the earthly father of the Savior and your spiritual father. Your spiritual father has been given all the graces necessary to complete his mission, a mission that includes increasing your relationship with Jesus. Joseph carried Jesus Christ first to Egypt, then to Judea, and so traced for us the path of the apostles who preached his name to the Jews and to the Gentiles. Saint Hilary of Poitiers. Saint Joseph was the guardian of Jesus and Mary. He was naturally also the one who introduced those souls, eager to approach them more closely. Blessed Jean-Joseph Lataste. Privileges of devotion to Saint Joseph. Love Saint Joseph a lot. Love him with all your soul, because he, together with Jesus, is the person who has most loved our Blessed Lady and been closest to God. He is the person who has most loved God after our mother. He deserves your affection, and it will do you good to get to know him, because he is the master of the interior life and has great power before the Lord and before the Mother of God. Saint Jose Marie Escrivá. Jesus wants you to love Saint Joseph. Our Lady wants you to love Saint Joseph. They both want this so that your virtue and holiness may increase. No matter what your vocation or state of life may be, you will be blessed if you maintain a fervent devotion to Saint Joseph. The privileges of devotion to Saint Joseph are tremendous, and they are yours for the taking. Devotion to Saint Joseph is powerful because he gives his protection, his example, and his blessing. Saint George Preca. Blessed Maria Teresa of Saint Joseph loved Saint Joseph and received extraordinary graces from heaven because of her reliance on his intercession. Anna Maria Tauscher Vandenbosch, her name before she entered religious life, was born in Germany in 1855. She was raised in a staunchly Protestant family, and her father was a Lutheran minister. Over time, Anna Maria fell in love with the teachings of Catholicism and made it known to her father that she wanted to become a Catholic. Her father was not happy with her decision at all, telling her that he was ashamed of her for abandoning her Protestant upbringing. He didn't even want her living in his house anymore. On one occasion, when she was living on her own, but before she was yet a Catholic, her father visited her in an attempt to dissuade her from joining the Catholic Church. On that visit, he discovered a book on Saint Joseph in her room. After a quick look at the book, he put it down, and later that night at dinner, he ridiculed and mocked Saint Joseph in front of his daughter. In her autobiography, Anna Maria recounts the event. She writes, "During the dinner, my father said, 'How can anyone pray to such an outlandish man?' This expression, 'outlandish' or 'foreign,' made a deep impression on me. I thought more and more of Saint Joseph, and I conceived such a great, tender devotion to dear Father Saint Joseph, as I called him, that I thought I ought to make reparation for the coldness of all unbelievers toward him." After converting to Catholicism, Anna Maria's supervisor at work, a Lutheran, fired her because she had become Catholic. He was so mean that after he had fired her, he continued to speak ill of her to others so that she was unable to find work anywhere. As a result, Anna Maria had no money and no place to live. Her great love for Saint Joseph was not diminished, though. She daily sought comfort in the love of her father, Saint Joseph. Eventually, she was given permission to move into an Augustinian convent and do menial tasks as a way of paying for her room and meals. She wrote, "The recollection of my father asking how anyone could pray to such an outlandish person sank deep into my heart, and out of it came a great love for him, Saint Joseph, and also a great trust in him. I entrusted myself more and more to his paternal care, and many times did Saint Joseph prove his solicitude for me. Anna Maria eventually became a nun, taking the name Sister Maria Teresa of Saint Joseph. In time, she would found a new religious community, the Carmelite Sisters of the Divine Heart of Jesus. She would also establish charitable institutes around the world. For the remainder of her life, she always referred to Saint Joseph as Father Saint Joseph. She attributed everything she was able to accomplish to the intercession of Saint Joseph, her spiritual father. Pope Benedict XVI beatified her in 2006. In the 17th century, Venerable Mary of Agreda wrote about the extraordinary graces God gave to those who are devoted to Saint Joseph. Venerable Mary of Agreda was a mystic and the acclaimed author of a work detailing the life of the Virgin Mary, titled The Mystical City of God. Her work is truly a devotional masterpiece in the book. She wrote extensively about Saint Joseph and was given many insights into the blessings that await those who are devoted to Saint Joseph. She wrote, "I have been informed concerning certain privileges conferred upon Saint Joseph by the Most High on account of his great holiness, which are especially important to those who ask his intercession in a proper manner. In virtue of these spiritual privileges, the intercessions of Saint Joseph is most powerful. First, for attaining the virtue of purity and overcoming the sensual inclinations of the flesh. Second, for procuring powerful help to escape sin and return to the friendship of God. Third, for increasing the love and devotion to Most Holy Mary. Fourth, for securing the grace of a happy death and protection against the demons in that hour. Fifth, for filling the demons with terror at the mere mention of his name by his clients. Sixth, for gaining health of body and assistance in all kinds of difficulties. Seventh, for securing issue of children and families. These and many other favors God confers upon those who properly and with good disposition seek the intercession of the spouse of our Queen, Saint Joseph. I beseech all the faithful children of the Church to be very devoted to him, and they will experience these favors in reality, if they dispose themselves as they should in order to receive and merit them." The seven privileges of devotion to Saint Joseph are stupendous. Venerable Mary of Agreda heard Our Lady herself speak about them, saying, "My daughter, although thou hast described my spouse, Saint Joseph, as the most noble among the princes and saints of the heavenly Jerusalem, yet neither canst thou properly manifest his eminent sanctity, nor can any of the mortals know it fully before they arrive at the vision of the divinity. Then all of them will be filled with wonder and praise as the Lord will make them capable of understanding. On the last day, when all men shall be judged, the damned will bitterly bewail their sins, which prevented them from appreciating this powerful means of their salvation and availing themselves, as they easily could have, of this intercessor to gain the friendship of the just judge. The whole human race has much undervalued the privileges and prerogatives conceived to my blessed spouse, and they know not what his intercession with God is able to do. That which my spouse asks of the Lord in heaven is granted upon the earth, and on his intercession depend many and extraordinary favors for men, if they do not make themselves unworthy of receiving them. All these privileges were to be a reward for the amiable perfection of this wonderful saint and for his great virtues, for divine clemency, in favorable drawn forth by them, and looks upon Saint Joseph with generous liberality, ready to shower down its marvelous mercies upon all those who avail themselves of his intercession. In the 20th century, Blessed Concepcion Cabrera de Armida, a famed mystic from Mexico, wrote Meditations for the purpose of instructing and inspiring the faithful. In one meditation, Blessed Concepcion offered a perspective on the importance of devotion to Saint Joseph, placing the following words on the lips of Our Lady. Love him, Saint Joseph, my child, and make him much loved. If you seek to please me, you cannot do anything that makes me happier than to have a filial devotion to him, to give him honor in your home, and to imitate his virtues. Take him as the patron of your interior and spiritual life, and you will advance greatly towards perfection. The Litany of Saint Joseph. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God, the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Holy Mary, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Noble offspring of David, pray for us. Light of patriarchs, pray for us. Spouse of the Mother of God, pray for us. Chaste guardian of the Virgin, pray for us. Foster father of the Son of God, pray for us. Zealous defender of Christ, pray for us. Head of the Holy Family, pray for us. Joseph most just, pray for us. Joseph most chaste, pray for us. Joseph most prudent, pray for us. Joseph most courageous, pray for us. Joseph most obedient, pray for us. Joseph, most faithful, pray for us. Mayor of patience, pray for us. Lover of poverty, pray for us. Model of workmen, pray for us. Glory of domestic life, pray for us. Guardian of virgins, pray for us. Pillar of families, pray for us. Comfort of the afflicted, pray for us. Hope of the sick, pray for us. Patron of the dying, pray for us. Terror of demons, pray for us. Protector of the Holy Church, pray for us. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. He has made him Lord of his household and Prince over all his possessions. Let us pray. O God, who in your loving providence chose Blessed Joseph to be the spouse of your most holy mother, grant us the favor of having him for our intercessor in heaven, whom on earth we venerate as our protector. You who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Okay, we completed day four. I'm just going to buzz back here to day four, just for a quick overview. Boy, I don't know about you, but some of these saints and people have some challenging names to read. So I apologize if I did not quite nail some of these, but people like the Venerable Francis Xavier Nguyen Van Thuan, I'm sure he was very insightful. And going back to his quote here, actually, I really did appreciate where Mary and Joseph form the most faithful image of Jesus. And for this reason, I can formulate the shortest path to holiness. For me, to live in Jesus, it is Mary and Joseph. And that image of the Holy Family is just such a wonderful one to reflect on. But going back here, so day four, we reflected on God the Son, Redeemer of the World. And there are some references to St. Louis de Montfort's book, A True Devotion to Mary. And for those of you who did the Marian consecration, I know this is not new to you. You know, we've definitely gone through this with the Marian consecration. But the phrase that St. Louis de Montfort used was to Jesus through Mary. And, you know, as we're going through this consecration to St. Joseph, you know, using that phrase and adding on Joseph to that as well. So to Jesus through Mary and Joseph, where Jesus wants you to know and love his mother and his father both. So, and again, this was some of the nice highlights here for today, and also the consecration to St. Joseph will increase your love for Jesus, because as we'll get into later on in the consecration, the love that St. Joseph had for Jesus and the adoration and just the admiration that he had for his son was truly inspiring. So, thank you for following along today on day four. I know I kind of turned this into a little bit of a longer episode here, but I did want to just take a little bit of time to just recap those first few days. And thanks again for following along. And oh, am I looking forward to day five and praying this and reviewing with us you more tomorrow. So have a great day, and we'll pick up tomorrow.